And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, hey, listen, before I go any further, I'm going to go ahead and just do this right now. I got to tell you guys, you know this show has a strong military bent, right? As a veteran myself, I'm always keen to look at what are military or veterans-related issues. Well, just like all of y'all, I started hearing about these Camp Lejeune water contamination things, and I'm seeing the ads on TV, and I'm wondering, what in the world's going on? Then I find out some friends of mine, a law firm out of Birmingham called Riley & Jackson. I've done work with them. I've worked on issues. I've worked on cases, and I called them because I heard they were working on this Camp Lejeune stuff, and I said, fellas, what's the deal? They said, Phil, this is real. We got 5 attorneys working on this ourselves. Really? 19 different illnesses have been attributed to a confirmed water contamination at Camp Lejeune. So here's the thing, y'all. If you were there, you could have been there as a dependent, you could have been there as a military service member for training or TDY or permanent duty station, doesn't matter. If you were there anywhere between 1953 and 1987, and you have any one of these illnesses in your life, or for that matter, if a loved one of yours had these illnesses, you may well be open to a claim. Riley & Jackson's not going to charge you. They've got like a multi-decade career at literally helping people become whole because of the negligence of others. And I say I know them personally. I do. I mean, they're not only right on the law, they're right on politics too, if you know what I'm saying. But Riley & Jackson will not charge you for the phone call to assess your possibility of a claim. Here's their phone number. You ready? Riley & Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley & Jackson, 205-879-5000, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Oh, Boomer, I got to do the thing now. You ready?
I got my timer. I'm ready.
Here we go. No representation made the quality of legal service to be performed as great as the quality of legal service for other lawyers. I stumbled at the very end.
So it's okay. You stumbled and my thumb stumbled.
So we're going to say that was a record breaker if you'd done your clock right. That's
right.
Okay, yeah. All right. Good enough.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, listen, that monologue I just did a moment ago. What price do you put on your freedom? And I'm watching around the world right now. And listen, set aside any concerns or qualms you have about us funding the war in Ukraine for this portion of the conversation. Think about what it's like to be a Ukrainian right now. My gosh. I mean, Boomer, you got some. I mean, yeah. I know I saw your parents last night. They were telling me some stuff that they've got from some friends over there.
Yeah, we actually just heard from them. It was either yesterday or the day before, and it's gut-wrenching because they were telling us that because of all the power outages and they don't have power, they're trying to cook food with candles. They put candles in an oven and eggs in a pan, and we're trying to cook the eggs in an oven with candles underneath it. I mean, because they just don't have any power. I mean, it's just... And winter's coming. It's getting so cold over there. So it's going to be really hard for a lot of them during this winter time coming up with the coldness that they don't have heat.
I know that Ukraine was not a third world country at all. It's got some amazingly beautiful metropolitan areas, but it's also got some amazing poverty. Mm. I mean, you guys, your family got involved with ministry over there because of issues with orphanages, issues with poverty, and folks needing assistance. And I'm sure that's exacerbated right now by the current situation.
It is. And, you know, we're just continuing as a family just to continue to pray for them. And, I mean, just for the friends that we have over there. And even my sister, who's adopted from Ukraine, you know, she still has friends that she knows that were in the orphanages, and she finds out about them. And then, you know, some of them were in some of the big cities that were getting a lot of the shelling and all those things. So we just continue to pray every day for them and lift them up in prayer. And, you know, that's what God tells us to do. So,
well, yeah, absolutely. But it also just makes me more cognizant of what we have here. I mean, it's so true. I mean, stop and think about this. And I'm talking, Boomer, not just to you, but to our listeners. Is it literally, when we walk into a room in the United States and hit the light switch, we expect the lights to come on and we complain when they don't. You know, it's a big deal when the remote for the TV stops working and you got to find new batteries. You know, if you if you if you you literally need something, there is a program or a plan or something to help you to fill that need. And I don't want to say that there's nobody having a hard time, and if you're having a hard time, you're not looking hard enough. That's not what I'm saying. Hard times exist everywhere. But what I'm saying is that opportunity abounds in this country. The freedoms that we have make it possible. And right now, what we're seeing in other nations, especially in war-torn Ukraine, which is on the edge, by the way, it's not like that's a far-flung, you know, African nation to which we don't relate, and maybe we heard of someone who went there. No, Ukraine is literally considered the breadbasket of Europe. All right, it also the largest nuclear power plants in all of Europe are in Ukraine. Ukraine is a on the border of NATO countries. This is like first world. This is like, you know, basically a neighbor in some ways. And we're watching the loss of freedoms and the loss of infrastructure and the loss of livelihood that can't be replaced. Well, all right. All right, Boomer, we got to keep track of that, man. You keep us updated when you hear stuff, all right?
We will. Thank you.
All right. All right, listen, folks, we're coming right back. One of those recurring segments we just have to do, man. We have to, because there's so much of it. Adventures in Woke World coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.